Good afternoon. We continue to slowly dry out behind the storm that dropped a fresh coating of snow across the region on Tuesday night into Wednesday. That drying trend will lead to some of the clouds breaking up, and more in the way of sunshine is expected today. Still, clouds will mix in. At the same time, energy diving in from southern Canada will increase the wind throughout the day and pull in Arctic air from the north and west. The result will be temperatures only managing to get into the middle 20s on average for daytime highs, and as the wind increases through the afternoon, wind chill values will be only 0 to 10 above, so that's what it will feel like for the better part of the afternoon and into the evening. It'll continue to dry out with partly cloudy skies overnight tonight. The wind will persist overnight as lows drop back towards zero. Parts of the higher terrain will go down to 0 to 10 below, and everyone will wake up Friday morning with wind chill values between 10 and 25 below. On Friday afternoon, not much rebound with a mix of sun and clouds, still a gusty northwest wind keeping it frigid. Highs only between 10 and 15 above on average, and with that wind, it'll feel like it's well below zero all day long. Finally, the wind will subside a bit overnight Friday night and during the day on Saturday. We'll have more sunshine with high pressure in control on Saturday afternoon, so maybe a bit more comfortable, but still very cold with highs in the middle and upper teens. We'll go below zero with clear skies on Saturday night and sunshine for a good chunk of the day on Sunday. Then, as that high departs, clouds will increase on Sunday afternoon as temperatures push into the lower 20s. At this point, we'll track a slow-moving system through the Tennessee Valley and in our direction on Monday. Skies will cloud up, and there is the chance of snow, especially closer to the coast, by Monday evening. Highs will reach into the middle and upper 20s. The exact track of this system up the East Coast will determine our weather for the middle part of next week, so we'll include the chance of snow on Tuesday and Wednesday with highs both days near 30. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a heavy rain event is going on across central California and will spread south today as a robust Pacific front and associated atmospheric river moves inland. Deep moisture will be directed onshore and will help produce several inches of rain along the coast and lower elevations. Flash flooding and debris flows near recent burn scars have occurred and will continue. The Weather Prediction Center has highlighted part of this region as having a high risk for excessive rainfall. These delineations are reserved for rare events where flash flooding is likely to put lives and property in danger. Up to 7 to 10 additional inches of rain could fall over the next 2 days across the region. Higher up, mountain snow will be heavy at times across the Sierra Nevada. As much as 10 feet of snow in total will add up through tomorrow morning, producing road closures and travel delays. Numerous locations have winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories. Blizzard warnings are also in effect for parts of the Sierra where gusty winds will accompany the heavy snow. Much of the heavy precipitation across California and the Southwest will come to an end later on Friday. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and windy, lower 30s. Boston, cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers, lower 30s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs near 20. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees. The average low, 15. The record high 56 set in 1916, and the record low 16 below zero in 2005. Sunrise this morning, 7:13 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:04 p.m. 9 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, becoming breezy with a few snow showers today and highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Partly cloudy and windy tonight, lows 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly clear and windy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and becoming breezy with a few snow showers today, highs in the mid to upper teens. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows near zero. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy and windy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Partly cloudy and windy tonight, 0 to 5 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy, frigid, lower teens, wind chills well below zero. Mostly sunny, less wind Saturday, mid to upper teens. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Sunday, lower 20s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow to the south on Monday evening, upper 20s. A chance of snow Tuesday and Wednesday, upper 20s and lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.